The Mississippi. Oh, Mississippi. Welcome to This, That, and the Other Thing. I am Danielle with my co-host Stephanie.
That's me.
And today we are going to be talking about dumb laws.
All day.
All day. So that means it's going to be a, you know, what's the dumbest law in every state in the United States? And we're going to see how dumb they could possibly be.
I have a feeling they're going to be pretty damn dumb.
Yeah.
Especially when we get to Florida.
Yeah, I have no hope for that. No hope for Florida.
Does anybody?
Nope. All right, so we're going to start with Alabama, specifically Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
Stink bombs or, quote, funk balls and any object that the purpose of which is to create disagreeable odors are strictly illegal.
Wow.
Yeah. Also illegal, spray string, confetti, and bathing in public fountains.
Okay, well, there goes my birthday party.
Yeah, darn it. All right, so then Alaska. It is illegal to be drunk in a bar.
What?
Yeah. Why would... That's the only place you should be getting drunk, really, right?
As long as mostly. You got a ride home. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh,
well. Arizona. No spitting in public. It's unlawful to spit in or on any public building, park, sidewalk, or road. You can be charged up to $2,500 or 6 months... Or and 6 months in prison.
Okay.
That's crazy. It's a lot for some spit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what about the 23andMe? Can you do that?
Ooh. Well, it's not on a building. Well,
you can't do it outside.
Or sidewalk, so. No, yeah. Ooh, not in public. Nope, got to do that in private of your own, privacy of your own home. So moving on to Arkansas, visitors beware. It is strictly prohibited to pronounce Arkansas incorrectly.
So I can't call it Arkansas.
No, you cannot. Mm. That's unfortunate. So get that pronunciation down. Real quick before you go there. Next is California. It is illegal to build, maintain, or use a nuclear weapon within...
Shouldn't that be everywhere?
I think so. But this is specifically within, I'm going to say this wrong, Chico, California city limits?
Chico, I think.
Chico? Yeah, Chico. There we go. So that's specifically within Chico, California limits. That's interesting. You would think it would be everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I would hope so. But this day and age, knows.
Who knows? Colorado, sure, you may be allowed to own a catapult in Aspen, Colorado, but don't discharge it. No, no, no.
So there's no reenactments there, I suppose.
No, I don't think so. No flaming arrows. Also, crazy.
Well, I don't think they filmed Game of Thrones there, so.
No, I don't think so.
Wow. I don't know how many catapults are around anymore.
Yeah, well, they had the whole show that there was the catapults. Punkin' Chunkin'.
That
and then there was another show that like they just built them.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not in Colorado.
I shouldn't say anything because my husband and I, one of our favorite shows is Forged in Fire, and they build knives, make knives, forge
such
knives.
Such a good show.
Love that show. Love me some Doug Marquita. Did you know in Connecticut pickles must bounce?
Really?
Mm-hmm. A pickle cannot be sold unless it bounces. So wait a second.
I don't know if I want my pickles bouncing.
Yeah, who's throwing our pickles around before we eat them?
I don't know. Is that per batch, per pickle?
It's proclaimed that a real pickle should bounce when dropped from the height of 1 foot.
Interesting.
Otherwise, it's unfit for human consumption.
I don't know about that. I'm not throwing my pickle on the ground before I eat it, so.
No, that just
whatever
freaks me out a little bit. I don't know. Apparently, Delaware has strict trick-or-treating times. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, not at all. I think that's almost everywhere now.
Between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., unless it's on a Sunday. And then they say that going door to door and house to house shall take place on the evening of October 30th. So Sundays are out.
Oh.
Or you can trick or treat between 6 and 8. That's a short window, though. Two hours. I would give them, like, from school to 8 p.m. You know, like having a cutoff date.
Yeah, whenever you are ready and prepped after school.
Cutoff time. That's right.
Or whenever during the day, especially if it's on a Saturday.
I mean, I guess when people get out. Yeah, Saturdays, geez. Huh. But I don't know. I don't care when the kids come. I think the 8 p.m. cutoff time is nice.
Yeah, it's not bad. For everybody's sake.
Yeah. You know, have things running around. Oh, it's our favorite state, Florida.
Oh, boy.
No selling children.
No. Yeah, let's hope not. Let's
yeah, apparently it's a felony to sell your children. You would think that you would.
You would.
Not
you
try would. To sell your kids. I mean, yeah, they, from time to time they get a little sketchy, but interesting.
Huh. That's
interesting. That's written in law there in Florida. Yeah. You can't sell them.
No selling children anywhere else in the U.S. Totally yeah. fine.
Well, I guess Orlando brings a lot of kids down there, so, I guess so. They don't yeah. want them selling them outside of Mickey's house. And forget about eating fried chicken without a fork and knife in Georgia, because it's illegal. You can only eat fried chicken with your hands, because it's finger-licking good.
You know, though, I'll take that one. I'll take it.
Yeah, actually, now it's making me really want to get fried chicken. It does. I haven't had fried chicken in a long time.
Me either.
But apparently there was a tourist who was arrested for a chicken forking violation.
I wonder how recent that was.
I don't know. Watch out if you're in Gainesville, Georgia.
Wow.
It's not a suggestion. It's a law. And Hawaii? They have officially outlawed billboards.
Really?
I don't blame it. I mean, Hawaii is so beautiful. You don't want to take away from any of that.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll take that. That's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, I don't think that's a dumb one. That's too dumb. I will bring us to this dumb one.
Oh, boy.
Because it should be everywhere. Mm-hmm. But in Idaho, there's no cannibalism allowed.
Yeah. I think that should just be across the world.
Non-consensual consumption of another human.
Non-consensual. Okay. But if you
Your buddy gives you permission to eat. It's yeah.
okay. Okay. Wow.
But it's the only state to have an active ban on cannibalism.
That's interesting.
That is very strange. Okay. Well, what about Illinois? Anything over there?
Oh, gosh. It looks like no fancy bike riding.
And what type of riding is considered fancy?
Well, particularly riding with both hands removed from the handlebars, both feet removed from the pedals, or any acrobatic shenanigans. No, you will not do this in Illinois.
All right. I'll remember that the next time I'm on my Huffy. Yeah.
You're so often on your Huffy.
Yeah, I don't even know what bikes are out there anymore.
All right. Indiana, proper black cat etiquette on Friday the 13th.
Oh, that sounds right up your alley.
All black cats must wear bells around their necks on Friday the 13th. It was introduced in 1939. That's interesting. I can do that. I wondered, is it just in public or is it just anywhere, any black cat? Do you carry around the bells? So if you see a black cat, you can put it on there in case... Ooh, I wonder.
You don't want it crossing your path and you not knowing about
no,
it.
No.
It's just like, here's must be aware. Doom your faith. It's on your way. The bells toll.
Oh, man. All right. Iowa, no faking your butter. Wow. I can't believe it's not a misdemeanor. Wow. Okay. So any person who attempts to pass off margarine as real butter is guilty of a simple misdemeanor.
Jeez. Hmm. I can tell. So... pull it past me. Yeah, I can't tell. There's a world of difference between butter and margarine.
Margarine. Kansas, not Arkansas. Kansas, no snowballs. It's illegal to throw snowballs in Topeka, Kansas. That's kind of sad.
I wonder how much snow. Yeah, I was going to say, much snow they have. But I don't think it's anywhere near what we get. But
To top that off, it's unlawful to throw any stones, snowballs, or other missiles at a person.
Okay. Well, the stones and missiles I can understand, but a snowball. I don't know.
That one's kind of iffy. How about Kentucky? No dueling. We cannot duel in Kentucky.
Well, I will put my white glove away then.
Yep. So no dueling. I don't know. I don't duel. So this is okay.
I wonder what prompted that.
Yeah, I wonder what prompted that as well. But
I'll have to find out.
Yeah, definitely. But apparently when it took effect, a lot of would-be duelists turned into a murderous street brawl instead.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So maybe no
dueling. Maybe change that law a little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe dueling's okay.
I think dueling is just outdated now.
Yeah.
But, you know, unless you're talking about like lip sync battle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But
I think that's what everybody should do. When you want to, like, challenge someone to something, just like, all right, off. I'll meet you. Yeah, exactly.
Something easy.
Like, a happy challenge.
Yeah.
Well, in Louisiana, their law that we just thought was Hilarious. No catfish stealing.
Wow. Who's stealing those?
Apparently more than a couple people. It's really illegal. It's really illegal. They say crawfish theft in excess of $1,500 can land you up to 10 years of prison time or $3,000 fine.
Whoa.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I will not steal the catfish then.
No. Or any other crawfish for that matter.
No.
In Maine, it's illegal to advertise on tombstones.
Oh, who's doing that?
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't know. Up north, maybe the air is not quite proper, but it's forbidden to post advertisements on a tombstone in the city of Wells, Maine. It's a lengthy list of cemetery regulations. This ordinance is really a favor to would-be marketers. Nobody is a worse customer than a corpse.
Seriously? That's okay. Yeah, I agree with that one.
Now, this one, I would be in jail.
Oh, no.
For years and years and years and Same. Years. Fined many, 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 many times. And I'll have to remember that when I drive through Maryland.
Oh, man.
No cursing while driving.
Wow. I'm sure I've done this.
Yeah. I mean,
oops.
Apparently in Rockville, Maryland, anyone caught swearing faces a misdemeanor charge and having to add $100 to the city swear jar.
The city swear jar. Wow. Who gets that money? Is it used for something good at least?
I can only imagine how much money they make a day.
Uh-huh.
Yep. A day. Maryland's not that big, but...
Wow. Yeah, and I don't know where Rockville is, but that stinks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to drive around that town and curse it out. And in Massachusetts, you cannot dance to the national anthem. I mean, wait a second. Who's dancing to the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think anybody should be dancing to that.
But is it like if you just happen to be dancing and someone else is playing it else, like in another building?
Yeah, saying that while you try to ponder what? Let's try that again. While you try to ponder what such a dance would even look like, find solace in the fact that this law could never actually be enforced because of the First Amendment.
Oh.
Okay, so it's prohibited to dance to the Star Spangled Banner in Massachusetts due to a law that they made in 1917. However, it can't be enforced because of our First Amendment.
I guess. That's interesting. So it's more of like a suggestion, not a law.
Yes. That's interesting.
Okay.
But again, who's dancing to the Star Spangled Banner?
I don't know.
You should be like... taking your hat off and...
Yeah, be a little respectful there. No dancing.
No. And bounty hunting encouraged than not in Michigan? Let's delve into this. All right, Michigan has a weird law. Every citizen of Michigan was encouraged to be a bounty hunter up until 2006. Apparently, in 1941, an act titled An Act to Provide for the Payment of Bounties for the Killing of Starlings and Crows offered... any citizen a bounty of 3 cents per each starling killed.
Well, that's worth it. 3 cents.
Okay.
Oh, and 10 cents
for a crow. Yeah, 2006 they repealed that law. That makes no sense.
Why? Was there like too many of them?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't even know what a starling looks like.
I don't either. I think it's tiny, but I could be wrong.
So people are just running around killing birds?
I guess so. For 3 and 10 cents. Huh.
Sick.
Weird. All right. So in Minnesota, no pig greasing.
That's right. Love a greasy
you
pig.
You cannot have grease on your pig. That's a weird one, for sure. I don't know if I would be doing that. Let's see. What does this say here? Long winters can be boring, but that's no good reason to hold a greased pig contest in your parlor. Weird. All right. Since 1971, it's been considered a misdemeanor to operate, run, or participate in any activity where a pig is oiled up. No, no, no.
And released with the object of being recaptured.
Oh, okay.
So you're oiling up the pig to try to capture the pig, but the pig is slippery.
And you can't get it.
And you can't get it. So then you just have wild pig running around.
I guess so. You can't have that. But if you're oiling it up and just planning to let it go forever, then that's okay.
I guess.
Okay. I don't know. No pig oiling. No pig greasing. Sorry. Mississippi. No limits on the big gulp size. So, okay. I don't even know really what size a big gulp is. It's just its own thing, I guess. But Mississippi believes in a person's inalienable right to consume big gulps. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see here.
This is actually pretty funny.
The New York mayor's, Michael Bloomberg, his contentious attempt to restrict the size of soft drinks, and I remember when this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, the Mississippi governor, Phil Bryant, signed a law preventing his state's lawmakers from enacting rules that limit portion sizes.
You know, this sounds an awful lot like Parks and Rec.
It does! Okay, so New York put a ban, and Mississippi said, no way.
Okay. They call it the anti-Bloomberg bill for a reason.
Wow, they do. Interesting. Good job, Mississippi. So Missouri, Tarzans are not welcome. That's a weird one. It is illegal to swing upon another person's motor vehicle and honk their horn for them. I believe we experienced
part of this. We did in Philadelphia.
Well, I guess it's okay there, though. Glad we weren't in Missouri.
Well, at least you're not in Montana where no falf is allowed.
What is falf?
Falf? How dare you ask? You don't know what falf is? It's illegal to play it because it's frisbee golf.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, anywhere not deemed a sanctioned falf course could cost you $500 or 6 months jail time.
That's incredible. Montana, you have so much room, I believe.
I guess so.
Why is this not okay?
They just need more falf courses. Well, in Nebraska, you can't get married if you have VD. Eminem might have a song about this. But yes, no person afflicted with venereal disease may get married in Nebraska.
That's interesting. Oh, how do they know this? Does everyone have to get tested?
Well, I know back in the day, which was like a Tuesday, as Dave Cook would say, a Wednesday, they would do like blood tests and stuff. So I don't know. Oh, really? Maybe they still do it in Nebraska. So they do know these things. So that's, I mean, yikes. VD is a serious thing. But like, yeah, it is. Well, you can't find love.
Wow, I guess not.
In a disease place. You have to go somewhere else.
Weird, Nebraska.
Talk about weird. Nevada is really weird. You have to be selective with your x-rays in Nevada because it is illegal to use an x-ray device to determine someone's shoe size.
Who's doing that?
I don't know. I've never done that.
Nope. I mean, I take your shoes fit you.
Again, this is one of those ones I want to know why this happened. Yeah. Why? Who came to this? Someone did something. It screwed up someone's foot.
Yeah, enough to someone make with it
authority.
Along.
Right. So.
Wow.
And once again, up north in New Hampshire, it's forbidden to collect seaweed from the beach at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know people were collecting seaweed at all. I thought that was just shells.
Yeah. And I mean, New Hampshire is beautiful, but.
It is, but no seaweed.
I don't know what you're doing with that. Okay. Now let's time out. Let's just both talk about this. We're about to our state here. We're up to New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, I'm scared
now,
to see this.
Now, this one is a little strange. You cannot commit a murder. Should be the end of that.
It should be.
Period. It's a law. It's a Ten Commandment. No murder. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But in New Jersey, no murder while wearing a bulletproof vest.
What is
it's
that?
It's a double no-no. So it's against the law to murder somebody. But here it's double against the law to murder someone while you're wearing a bulletproof vest.
I don't get it.
So wearing a bulletproof vest while committing or attempting to commit a crime of the first degree is a crime of the second degree.
I don't know my degrees, so I'm not really sure, but that's a little crazy.
Yeah. So it should just be like, don't commit murder. But if you do commit murder, don't be wearing a bulletproof vest because then you'll get charged twice.
Twice, yeah. Just be aware.
Is it considered like cheating because you have a bulletproof vest on so the person can't fight back?
I don't know.
Or are bulletproof vests, like, are they illegal? Like, completely?
I don't know. I don't get where the bulletproof vest comes into play there.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Again, that's one of those, where did this come from kind of thing.
Yeah, who decided?
All right. So in New Mexico, it's about what's not illegal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Walking around with your butt out.
That's okay.
It's apparently fine because in their law of indecent exposure, it's defined as intentionally exposing one's primary genital area to public view, and buttocks are nowhere to be mentioned.
Interesting. Okay, so for those who like the low-riding pants, go to New Mexico.
Yeah, you can have your boxers hanging out or your butt.
Yeah, no complaints. Yeah, well, in New York, you will be taxed if you order a sliced bagel or any sort of altered bagel. Yeah, uncut, tax exempt. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a weird law.
That is very strange. I guess I could cut my own. I usually do. I don't usually get one bagel. I usually get a bunch.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I get a bagel and I say, bagel cream cheese, please. Oh, no. Well, I'm going to get text.
Not anymore. Not in New York, at least. Hmm. And their bagels are delicious. We have the best bagels in the tri-state area. Same thing with pizza.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's something about the water. And that's a whole nother thing. But
just can't beat it. Very biased. So North Carolina.
Ah, well, you went to school here.
I did. And I don't think I knew about this law. Be careful what you put in your doggy bag. It's a felony to steal more than $1,000 worth of grease.
Huh?
Wow. I don't know how you're going to go with $1,000 worth of grease in a doggy bag, but apparently it was a huge problem in North Carolina before the law was passed in 2012.
Wow. That's...
Wow. With midnight grease bandits. Wow.
Well, you know, there's those bandits were going from North Carolina to Minnesota to grease their pigs, so...
Oh, perhaps. Yeah, so that's okay. That's interesting. Do not steal more than $1,000 worth of grease.
They got a lot of Krispy Kremes down there, don't they?
They do.
Mm, maybe that's why so it's good. Hard to get by with all that grease.
Maybe, but who's stealing?
Okay, so grease? Now, wait, so now yeah. I want a bagel and a donut.
Totally.
Circular food.
Damn it. It's the black hole.
Seen that picture.
All right, North Dakota. No late night fireworks for you. Man.
Yeah,
temporarily, though.
Okay.
Temporarily. 1999 through 2000. Oh, no, wait. December 26th, 1999 to January 1st, 2000. So
5 days.
5 days. It was illegal to set off fireworks after 11 p.m. That's, you know, I don't, nope, I don't agree with that. And for 5 days, really, what happened there?
Well, they didn't want you to ring in the new year with fireworks?
I guess not.
That's not cool. Like, that's the one time that I'm like, okay, someone's going to shoot fireworks off at midnight.
Wow. Wow.
That sucks.
I guess too many people complained for the whole year.
Who lives in North Dakota?
I don't know.
Like, you got to tell me. Your neighbors are probably, like, 20 miles away.
Your neighbors are Canada.
I've never been there. I shouldn't say anything.
You have Canadian neighbors. Like, they're not complaining.
Oh, boy. Well, I got to love Ohio. Operators of underground coal mines must provide an adequate supply of toilet paper with each toilet.
Okay.
So.
Is it because you're so far under there, you just don't want to go back and get toilet paper, perhaps?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Guess.
Should be everywhere, right?
You would think.
If you need a bathroom, you're in a coal mine.
Yeah, what are you going to wipe with?
Right. You can't get out, so you got it right. All right, so Oklahoma, it's illegal to promote, engage in, or be employed by a horse tripping event.
Horse tripping.
Horse tripping, and it is also unlawful to wrestle a bear.
Wow.
However, if you're deciding to wrestle a bear, I don't know that jail time's going to be your worst problem.
No.
You might be needed to visit the hospital first.
Definitely not. Yeah, like immediately. Oregon. Oregon?
Oregon?
Oregon. No testing of physical endurance while driving. It is considered a speed racing offense if you test physical endurance while on the highway.
That's weird.
Yeah, so just don't do it.
Oregon, see you later. No Fast and Furious there.
Nope.
Bingo is for only non-felons in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So no person convicted of a felony may operate a bingo game in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Okay, but they can play it. They just can't operate it.
Yeah, you can't run it. They think you're going to rig it?
I guess so, perhaps. And Rhode Island, don't impersonate an auctioneer. False personification laws deem it unlawful to impersonate an auctioneer.
Wow. How about that? We're going for a law. I can't do it.
I can't do it. How could I impersonate an auctioneer? Definitely not. Lots of
going
practice.
Once, going twice, going through. Sold to Rhode Island.
I feel like there's
the
so many
laws.
Things you could do.
They must have an awful lot of. Yeah, they must have an awful lot of auctions. Such a tiny little state.
And then South Carolina. Oh no. It is illegal to work on Sundays.
Hey, I'll take it.
But while you're not working on Sunday, you can't dance on Sunday either.
What? All right. That's BS.
That's unfortunate. I'll take the no Sunday working, though.
Take away my dance rights, and then I'm a little upset about. Yeah. Work, fine. Dance, no. I guess that's why Kevin Bacon doesn't live there.
Yeah, I guess not. South Dakota, fireworks approved to help with farming.
What are with the Dakotas and the fireworks?
Wow, I don't know. That's crazy. So farmers in South Dakota have the green light to set off fireworks or explosives to protect their sunflower crops. Specific, very specific. And they have to be at least 660 feet away from the nearest church, home, or schoolhouse to do this.
But close to North Dakota to rub it in their faces.
That's right.
They can do that at New Year's.
That's right.
Oh, I'll have to tell my brother now that he's moved to Tennessee that he needs a permit for panhandling.
Oh, no.
You have to apply for a permit to panhandle.
Apparently, it at least used to cost $10.
$10. Oh, no, it says today it's free.
Oh, that's great. Good news.
So so Robert, you can get a free permit for panhandling.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, look at this. In Galveston, Texas, where I've been.
Oh.
Shout out to my Cabreras. I love you guys. It's illegal to throw litter out of an aircraft.
Ooh, who is opening any doors or windows on an aircraft and throwing litter out?
I don't know. Galveston's a really cool little area, but yeah, I don't know who's throwing litter out of there.
I wonder who it landed on to find that out.
Well, it is pretty close to NASA down there, so.
Oh. I wonder what they were testing.
Yeah.
All right, Utah. No missiles in a bus terminal.
What is with these missiles? Anything that's a missile should be illegal everywhere.
Okay, hurling a missile into a bus terminal is a felony unless you're an appointed officer of the peace or commercial security personnel, a.k.a. mall cop. Unless you're a mall cop, you can't hurl a missile into a bus terminal. Okay, it's very specific.
Very. Well, Vermont just passed a law saying that there would never be a law to prohibit the use of clotheslines.
Good to know.
So I guess you can always hang your clothes out to dry. Or freeze in Vermont.
At least there's peace of mind to know that you can always
have a clothesline. Did you say pizza? Because I don't want pizza.
Oh, no. No, peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Okay, sorry.
So Virginia, no skunks as pets. It's illegal to do this. Okay.
Well, that stinks.
Interesting. Good one. But so yeah, Prince William County specifically.
Okay. Well, no thank you for skunks and pets. I think that's an appropriate law. I don't think it's that stupid.
I agree.
We're getting close. Washington, guess what?
Ooh.
They have this law that you cannot poach a Sasquatch in at least 2 counties.
Yeah. Wow.
Apparently there's an official Sasquatch Protection and Refuge Area, which became our nation's first Bigfoot sanctuary. And if he does exist, he would be an endangered species and therefore need protection. And for this reason, another county considered poaching a felony since 1969 and is still punishable by a $1,000 fine.
That's interesting that they are so...
They're pretty adamant about that they're...
That there is a Sasquatch.
That there is a Sasquatch.
Yeah. And that he's in Washington.
Yeah, you know, it's that... Yeah, Washington, that whole West Coast vibe.
Yeah.
Sasquatch. I mean, you would think Sasquatch would live in like a cooler temp. So I think they have a lot of forest out there.
I was going to say, a lot of trees, yeah.
Big trees. So at least we know that he's protected if he's wandering around.
And if somebody
out there
finds him, bring him to Washington. He'll be safe.
Yeah. And you can't use any drones in West Virginia for bird hunting.
Nope.
That's unfair. If you ask me, that's unfair.
A little bit.
I mean, I guess you use dogs to go hunt, but they like track the scent.
Yeah.
Like where a drone is like you can like...
Ooh, are you going to like attach a gun to that drone and kill birds that way?
Oh God, that's probably next.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin, usually cheese in Wisconsin.
That's what I think.
So Wisconsin law demands that all cheese and butter produced in the state be highly pleasing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I agree. I don't want any bad cheese or bad butter.
Definitely not. Cheese is my favorite food.
Then in Wyoming, don't buy junk from a drunk.
Damn. Well, so what I wanted to do forever. It's like a goal in life.
It says purchasing scrap metals, rubbers, rags, or paper from an intoxicated person is prohibited. Because I'm assuming they don't know where they got that stuff from.
I don't know.
Wyoming's an interesting place. Love Jackson Hole, though. Been there.
Oh, no, I've never been anywhere in Wyoming. But I will be sure not to purchase any junk from a drunk.
And now, something to know. More than 60,000 people are flying over the United States in an airplane right now.
And now you know.
Well, that was a lot of dumbness.
Yeah, it definitely was. All right, so that wraps up today's episode. We're all a little dumber for knowing all of these really dumb laws. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at thisthat_pod. And be sure to check out our website, thisthatpod.com. And I'm Danielle.
I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you next time.
And remember, with friends, anything is possible.
Bye.
This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
I don't get where the vault. Oh, Lord.
So, what else we got here? Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Okay, sorry. Take that out. Don't put that in there.
I will. Yes, so clothesline's good. Excellent. Weird laws. Virginia. Wow.
Virginia is for lovers. I'm on a singing kick. I really want some bagels and a donut and a pizza now. Okay, sorry. Okay, all right. Virginia, yes. Okay.
And please check out our website. This, That.
You got it.
Pod.
Oh, man. We need bagels and donuts and pizza right away. Stat. We need some brain food.